Good morning, children. I am MS Dhaka, AGT English, ACS number 2, Ravat Bhatta. Today we will discuss part 2 of lesson number 6, The Fight, written by Ruskin Bond. Part 1 came to an end with a serious fight between Suraj and Ranji over who has the right to the pole. The first round of the fight ends in a draw with a decision to continue the fight the next day. In part 1, we discussed Ranji had less than a month in Rajpur. He had not yet made any friends there and used to roam alone. Rajpur was a semi-hill station and there were hills and forests on all sides of it. He used to roam alone in these places. He discovers a pool in the forest and plunges into it for a swim. The water in the pool was very clear. It came there from a cluster of rocks. There is serious trouble between him and someone else over who has a right to the pool. A fight ensues. The first round ends in a draw. Now, the key points of part 2. When Ranji got home, he found it difficult to explain the cuts and bruises all over his body. His mother ordered him to stay in the house for the rest of the day. However, he slipped in the evening to the market and had a lemonade and jalebis. When he had finished the lemonade, he saw the other boy coming down the road. Both of them scowled at each other. Next day, Ranji reached the pool unwillingly, as he was feeling weak and knew he would be beaten in another fight, yet he didn't want to refuse the challenge and mistaken as a scared small boy. At the pool, the other boy asked Ranji to come to his side of the pool. He ridiculed him, saying that he could not swim the length of the pool. Ranji accepted the challenge and dived straight into the water. He surfaced on the other side without a splash. The other boy was highly surprised. Being impressed from Ranji, the other boy asked Ranji to teach him how to dive. Ranji explained how to dive. The other boy asked Ranji to teach him every day. At the end, the two boys became friends and told their names to each other. Suraj, the other boy, proposed a deal that if Ranji will teach him diving, he would make Ranji a pehlwan like him. Both of them referred the pool as their pool and said that nobody else can come there without their permission. Now children, we will discuss the lesson in detail. Open your textbook at page number 49. So, the first paragraph of part 2. When Ranji got home, he found it difficult to explain the cuts and bruises that showed on his face, leg and arms. It was difficult to conceal the fact that he had been in an unusually violent fight, and his mother insisted on his staying at home for the rest of the day. That evening, though, he slipped out of the house and went to the bazaar, where he found comfort and solace in a bottle of vividly colored lemonade and a banana leaf full of hot, sweet jalebis. He had just finished the lemonade when he saw his adversary coming down the road. His first impulse was to turn away and look elsewhere, his second to throw the lemonade bottle at his enemy. But he did neither of these things. Instead, he stood his ground and scowled at his passing adversary. And the warrior said nothing either, but scowled back with equal ferocity. Now, the difficult word meanings: bruises, injury marks, conceal, hide, solace, relief, adversary, opponent, impulse, inner feelings, scold, looked angrily, ferocity, fierceness. So, what we have discussed, When Ranji went home, he found it difficult to explain the injury marks there on his body parts. It was difficult to hide this fact that he had been in a very serious fight with someone. His mother asked him to stay in the house for the rest of the day, though in the evening he got a chance to go out of his house to the bazaar. There he had a bottle of lemonade and a banana leaf full of hot sweet jalebis. When he had just finished the lemonade, he saw his rival coming down the road. When he saw him, first of all, he thought that he will not look at him and look elsewhere. Secondly, he thought to throw the lemonade bottle on him. But neither of the things were done by him. Instead, he remained stood there and looked at his opponent in an angry manner. The opponent also said nothing but looked back at him in the similar manner. Now, paragraph 2. The next day was as hot as the previous one. Ranji felt weak and lazy and not at all eager for a fight. His body was stiff and sore after the previous day's encounter. But he could not refuse the challenge. Not to turn up at the pool would be an acknowledgement of defeat. From the way he felt just then, he knew he would be beaten in another fight. But he could not acquiesce in his own defeat. He must defy his enemy to the last or outwit him, for only then he could gain his respect. If he surrendered now, he would be beaten for all time. But to fight and be beaten today left him free to fight and be beaten again. As long as he fought, he had a right to the pole in the forest. He was half hoping that the warrior would have forgotten the challenge, but these hopes were dashed when he saw his opponent sitting striped to the vest on a rock on the other side of the pool. The warrior was rubbing oil on his body. He saw Ranji beneath the salt trees and called a challenge across the water of the pool. "Come over on this side and fight," he shouted. Now, the word meanings: stiff, rigid, acquiesce, accept quietly, dashed, broken. The next day was also as hot as the previous one. Ranji felt weak and exhausted due to the earlier day's fight. His body became very stiff, but at the same time, he was not in a position to refuse the challenge, because if he would have not turned up at the pool, that will be an acknowledgement of his defeat. He was knowing that he may be beaten in another fight, but he could not accept his defeat. He wanted to face his enemy till last, and then only he could get the respect. He was knowing it well that if he will surrender today, he would be beaten for all time. But if he will face his opponent today, and as long as he will fight, he will have the right over the pool. So he decided to go and continue the fight with his enemy, though he was feeling tired and exhausted. He also thought that his opponent might not come to the forest. He might have forgotten the challenge, but all his hopes were dashed, because when he reached there at pool, he found his opponent already sitting there on the other side of the pool. The opponent was rubbing oil on his body, and when he saw Ranji, he challenged him to come over on his side and fight. This is what we have discussed in paragraph 2. Now, the next paragraph. But Ranji was going to submit to any condition laid down by his opponent. "Come this side and fight," he shouted back with equal vigor. "Swim across and fight me here," called the other, "or perhaps you cannot swim the length of this pool." But Ranji could have swum the length of the pool a dozen times without tiring, and here he would show the warrior his superiority. So, slipping out of his vest, he dived straight into the water, cutting through it like a knife, and surfaced with hardly a splash. The warrior's mouth hung open in amazement. "You can dive," he exclaimed. "It is easy," said Ranji, treading water, waiting for a further challenge. "Can't you dive?" "No," said the other. "I jump straight in, but if you will tell me how, I'll make a dive." "It is easy," said Ranji. "Stand on the rock, stretch your arms out, and allow your head to displace your feet." The warrior stood up, stiff and straight, stretched out his arms, and threw himself into the water. He landed flat on his belly with a crash that sent the birds screaming out of the trees. Ranji dissolved into laughter. "Are you trying to empty the pool?" he asked, as the warrior came to the surface, spouting water like a small well. "Wasn't it good?" asked the boy, evidently proud of his feat. "Not very good," said Ranji. "You should have more practice. See, I will do it again." And pulling himself up on a rock, he executed another perfect dive. The other boy waited for him to come up, but swimming under water, Ranji circled him and came upon him from behind. "How did you do that?" asked the astonished youth. "Can't you swim underwater?" asked Ranji. "No, but I will try it." The warrior made a tremendous effort to plunge to the bottom of the pool, and indeed he thought he had gone right down, though his bottom, like a duck's, remained above surface. Ranji, however, did not discourage him. "It was not bad," he said, "but you need a lot of practice." "Okay, will you teach me?" asked his enemy. "If you would like, I'll teach you." So, the hard meanings, the difficult word meanings: vigor, active strength or force of body and mind; splash, sound of falling into water; evidently, clearly; tremendous, great; astonished, surprised. The opponent asked Ranji to come over on his side and fight, but Ranji did not want to submit to any condition laid down by his opponent. So he also asked him to come to his side and fight. The opponent again gave the challenge to Ranji. He asked him to swim across and fight him on his side, or either he could not swim the length of that pool. Ranji found it as a nice opportunity to show his superiority over his opponent. As he was very much able to swim the length of the pool a dozen times without tiring, so he dived straight into the water. The warrior was highly surprised at his diving skills, and he asked him with a surprise that he could dive, to which Ranji replied that it was very easy, and asked his opponent if he could dive. The opponent replied him no, he could not dive, he could only jump straight in, but if he would teach him how to dive, he will learn it. Ranji said it is quite easy, and he demonstrated him how to dive. The warrior threw himself into the water as guided by Ranji, but he was not able to do it perfectly. Ranji started laughing and asked him if he wanted to empty the pool. Ranji again executed another perfect dive to teach his opponent. This time, Ranji swam underwater. Again, the opponent was very much surprised. Ranji taught him to dive underwater and asked him to make more practice to learn it well. Now, the next paragraph. So, as we discussed, the boy asked, "Will you teach me?" And Ranji replied, "If you like, I will teach you." "You must teach me. If you don't teach me, I'll beat you. Will you come here every day and teach me?" "If you like," said Ranji. "There They had pulled themselves out of the water and were sitting side by side on a smooth grey rock. "My name is Suraj," said the warrior. "What is yours?"
"It is Ranji."
"I am strong. I am not?" asked Suraj, bending his arm so that the ball of muscle stood up, stretching the white of his flesh. "You are strong," said Ranji. "You are a real pahlwan." "One day I will be the world's champion wrestler," said Suraj, slapping his thighs with soap with the impact of his hand. He looked critically at Ranji's hard, thin body. "You are quite strong yourself," he conceded, "but you are too bony. I know you people do not eat enough. You must come and have your food with me. I drink one syrup milk every day. We have got our own cow. Be my friend and I will make you a pahlwan like me. I know if you teach me to dive and swim underwater, I will make you a pahlwan." "That is fair, isn't it?"
"That is fair," said Ranji, though he doubted if he was getting the better of the exchange.
Suraj put his arm around the younger boy and said, "We are friends now."
"Yes."
They looked at each other with honest, unflinching eyes, and in that moment, love and understanding were born.
"We are friends," said Ranji.
The birds had settled again in their branches, and the pool was quiet and limpid in the shade of the salt trees.
"It is our pool," said Suraj. "Nobody else can come here without our permission."
"Who would dare?"
"Who would dare?" said Ranji, smiling with the knowledge that he had won the day.
Now the word meanings: conceded, admitted, unflinching, without blinking, limpid, clear. The opponent asked Ranji if he would teach him, to which Ranji replied that if he would like, he will teach him what we have discussed in the above paragraph. In a joking manner, the opponent said that if you will not teach me, then I will beat you. He asked him to come there every day to teach him. They come outside the water and sat together on the rocks and introduced each other. The opponent said that I am strong. Ranji agreed and said that you are a real pahlwan. The opponent said one day he will become a world wrestler. He said, Ranji, that you are quite strong, but you are too bony. He invited Ranji to have food with him. He asked him to be his friend and he would teach him to be a pahlwan like him. So both the children had a mutual agreement to benefit each other with their skills, and by this way they became friends. They both said that it is their pool and nobody could dare to come there without their permission. So the lesson tells a story of two boys who were fighting with each other for their dominance over the pool and became friendly after resolving their differences. Mutual respect and understanding for each brought them together. So I hope you have understood the story well. The moral of the story is fighting is not the only way of resolving differences of opinion. This can be done in a friendly manner through mutual talks and accepting the other's point of view while keeping yours as equally important. So I hope you have understood the lesson well. Now do the comprehension check questions. Okay, thank you, children.